During Holy Week, we follow Jesus on his way to the upper room, where he celebrated what's called the Last Supper. And then we follow him to the cross. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki. And as we reflect on these last days of Jesus, I wonder what went through his mind. Yesterday, we heard in the gospel how Jesus went to Bethany to be with some of his closest friends. That's natural for a person approaching death, to want to be around those who love you and will support you in your final days, to not feel that you are alone in facing your death. Jesus could have run away and hidden, but he courageously faced the death that would save us. Yet, we still see the humanity of Jesus in the way he resisted death. Remember, after the Last Supper in the garden called Gethsemane, Jesus prayed so intensely that he literally sweat blood. And his prayer was, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup away from me." He did not want to drink the bitter cup of suffering and death on a cross. He prayed that the Father would take it away. And he also prayed, "Still, not my will, but yours be done." He united his will perfectly to the will of the Father, who did not take the cup away, because this was the only way he could prove his love to humanity. One drop of blood would not convince us, nor a quiet, peaceful death at a ripe old age. The cross alone could convince a cold and unbelieving world that God is love. Accept that love today. Believe it. You are precious to the Lord Jesus, precious enough for him to suffer and die for.